From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kerry and Lavrov speaking today in Switzerland. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are meeting today in Lausanne, Switzerland, for the first time since breaking off talks over how to resolve the crisis in Syria. Meantime, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is concerned about the situation in Aleppo and Russia's continued bombing of the eastern part of the city where rebels are in control.
Despite terrible toll in human lives and suffering, and despite the strong objections of the international community, we must find a way to overcome the current stalemate in Syria.
Hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped in Aleppo, which has seemingly become a ground zero in Syria's five-year war. Officials in Iraq say a suicide bombing in Baghdad has killed at least 19 people and wounded 50 others. Some accounts have a considerably higher death toll. Authorities say the attack happened Saturday in Iraq's capital, where people had gathered for a funeral. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the assault. The Islamic State group, however, has carried out similar bombings, targeting Iraq's Shiite majority, whom Islamic State considers to be heretics. The bombing comes as Iraq's security forces are planning an offensive to retake the militant-held northern city of Mosul from Islamic State. Three people have been arrested in the U.S. state of Kansas for allegedly planning an attack on a mosque in a housing complex. Reports said the suspects are members of a right-wing militia. If the three defendants are convicted, they face a maximum sentence of life in prison. The attack is believed to have targeted a Somali immigrant community. The area of Kansas has a meatpacking plant that employs a diverse immigrant population. This is